This is Jay Sekulow on the eve of the president's power grab on the issue of immigration.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
You know, I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the emperor of the United States. My job is to execute laws that are passed.
We've heard this kind of rhetoric about lawlessness from the House Republicans for some time. I know that their most recent statement referred to Emperor Obama. You know, the president is somebody who is willing to examine the law, review the law, and use every element of that law to make progress for the American people. And that is, and if that is something that Republicans are critical of, then that's, you know, maybe a criticism that the president wears with a badge of honor, I think.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I believe such an indiscriminate approach would be both unwise and unfair.
I would advise that if, in fact, they want to take a different approach, rather than devote a lot of time trying to constrain my lawful actions as the chief executive in charge of enforcing our immigration laws, that they spend some time passing a bill.
I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the emperor of the United States.
We are not just going to be waiting for legislation in order to make sure that we're providing Americans the kind of help that they need. I've got a pen and I've got a phone. I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions that move the ball forward. And I've got a phone that allows me to convene Americans from every walk of life.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, folks, a lot of us are looking at this as potentially the biggest power grab by any president in the United States, similar to the what took place, whether it was the FDR court packing matter or whether it was the attempt to take over the steel industry. This has got some huge ramifications. We want to get you in the conversation early. If you want to talk to us on air about the power grab of the president, what will be an executive order that the president will probably issue and sign tonight, or at least discuss tonight and sign in the morning, you can join us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We are looking at memos that our offices are already circulating. The concern being that the president will create substantive rights for individuals that are here illegally without any underlying legislation. Jordan, that's not authorized.
No, that's right. I mean, we're in a situation here where the former president said, this is getting a lot of play today, and I know we're going to be talking about it on Fox News, the idea, well, Reagan and Bush did this. We've got to dispel this myth now. They did executive actions following a 1986 law that they were authorized under the law to undertake. So President Obama, and it was for people who came before 1982,
right.
President Obama can't look to that law and then say, well, since there's been no major advances in immigration law for the last two decades, I can suddenly now do this on my own.
All right, so Than, we talked before we went on air. You think the president is wanting to take this challenge directly to Congress?
Yeah, I think there's no question that the president just wants chaos here, Jay, and it speaks directly to what Jordan just said. If he wanted to change the law on this, I actually think he has a Congress that would work with him on this. Both Speaker Boehner and Leader McConnell have said that they want to address the immigration issue. By the president going alone, I think he wants to ensure that the next 2 years are a political fight and not a policy discussion.
And, of course, we don't have any security going on at the border. All this taking place simultaneously. We're taking your calls. The phones are lighting up. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me also ask you to do something. We're near the end of the month of November here. Last couple of, about 10 days left. We're in a matching challenge campaign for November. We could really use your help at the ACLJ. We're a little bit behind of where we were last year. We want to make that up because this is going to be some more litigation, it looks like, on the immigration issue. And that's where you come in. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Tell the operator, I want to join. I want to become a member. Stand with the ACLJ. Stand with Jay and his team. You can do it at ACLJ.org or call in your pledge at 1-877-989-2255. And remember, any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. So let me encourage you to do it today. We don't ask this often, but this is one of those times we do. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to participate in the matching challenge. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Take it easy.
The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
The President of the United States is about to make what I call a substantive right grant to a class of people that are not here legally and that there is no underlying legislation to support. Now, this is what's critical. There's no underlying legislation that supports this. So we're going to see exactly what the executive order actually says. But here's a situation where you've got a new Congress. They're willing to work on the immigration issue. But this president, Than, you're convinced, wants a head-to-head confrontation.
I think that's the only explanation you can make. And by the way, this president has said at least 22 times that he does not have the authority to do what he is set to do tonight. And Jay, you know, one of the problems that Speaker Boehner has had within his own conference is this is an issue that he wants to work on. So this is an issue that the Speaker and the President could work on. But by doing this, he has ensured that that will not happen because he's going to go it alone. He's going to go around Congress.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me run this to Jordan, because some of the what's happening right now is there are some on the left that are saying, oh, this is exactly what Reagan and Bush did. You dispelled that. And they're relying on the president's going to rely on the 1986 law, saying, oh, that law gives me the authority. I am using an underlying precedent, but you could deflate that in two and defeat it very easily here. And folks, this is why this is such a gigantic power grab.
That's right. The law in 1986 applied to people who came to the U.S. before 1982. And even when it was amended and there were amendments made in 1990, the last immigration law that was really substantive on this issue, it still did not go any further than 1982. So right there, if you could say I'm relying on a law, but that law wasn't written for anyone who came to the United States since 1983, put it that way. And he's trying to retroactively change that law, too.
So the underlying law that he said has expired, folks, that doesn't apply because it only applied to a class of people from 1982, before 1982. So that is not the underlying precedent here. And I'm all for comprehensive immigration reform, which includes first securing the borders. I wonder if there'll be any discussion about that tonight. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones, Jordan.
Yep, to the phones we go. Let's go to John in California on line 4. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I have something I want to say real quick and then get out the phone. You know, you talk about the president usurping all these laws, and which they are, but I think the problem is that the Attorney General Holder is not enforcing any of these laws. So one of your programs, you said that they didn't want to impeach the president because it's all political. And I'm thinking, okay, Holder already resigned, and they're going to replace him. But if they would impeach Holder and get him out of there and get somebody—
Well, they have impeached Holder. They had a vote of impeachment that took place. He was held in contempt, actually. So it wasn't impeachment. It was a vote of contempt. He was held in contempt. The problem is, and it's similar with impeachment, there's not the political will to do it, John. I mean, that's the fact. So when you've got a contempt order against the attorney general, that's one thing. Rising to the level of impeachment, especially for one that's an outgoing officer, that's not going to happen. But let me take it a step further. I want everybody that's listening to understand what's happening here. The president's going to come up with his own form of comprehensive immigration reform, which is going to be including up to 4 million undocumented illegal immigrants in the United States who have lived here for 5 years will be able to apply for a program that will give them a Social Security number and the ability to work in the country. Now, you may say that's not a bad idea, that we should do something like that. But you know how you would do that? Through legislation, which I would add a security of the borders included in that. But this is the president, and Fan said it. This is he wants a direct showdown, chaos in Washington, D.C. right now, because he wants to prove some point. Now, I want to play the point where the president says, and I'm playing this back, folks, so again, Joe, you can hear it, saying that he didn't have the authority to do this. Listen to this, number 16 and 17.
Won't you at least consider unilaterally freezing deportations for the parents of deferred action kids?
Yeah. Here's the problem that I have. My job in the executive branch is supposed to be to carry out the laws that are passed.
Well, there you have it. But there's another one where he says, I don't have the authority to do that. And we'll get that one for you a little bit later in the broadcast as well. But he said it right there. I'm an executive. I'm supposed to carry out laws that are passed. There's no underlying law here. This is the problem. The president acknowledges that it would not be easy to defend it if he did it, number 17.
What we can do is carve out the DREAM Act folks, saying young people who have basically grown up here are Americans that we should welcome. But if we start broadening that, then essentially I would be ignoring the law in a way that I think would be very difficult to defend legally. So that's not an option.
But that's what the president is doing. He's broadening it out to a way that's outside the scope of his constitutional authority. Now, folks, we want to talk to you on air on this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Because let me go to Jordan first and then Nathan on this. I listen to what the president's saying, but this is a calculated move here. And you've already dispelled and debunked this idea that he's basing this on pre-existing law.
That's right. And so you're going to hear a lot of spin on this today on the left, actually. They're going to, of course, bring up Reagan and they're going to bring up Bush. Now, Reagan got comprehensive legislation through Congress, 1986. What happened was there were some problems there that Congress didn't intend. So they supported. In fact, the law authorized the president to take these discretionary steps. That's what Reagan did. Then Bush 41 did that. And by 1990, they had amended the law. So they had gone through a process with statutory authority to carry out their duties as president of the United States. Very different than saying here in 2014, right, Now I'm going to rely on a 1986 law.
Yeah, a law that applied, as Jordan said, to people that were here before 1982. So that law doesn't, folks, that when you're going to hear that from the left, Jordan's going to be on Fox News this afternoon. I'm going to be on Hannity tonight. You're going to hear that from the left. That is incorrect. I want to be clear there. That is incorrect. That is not what the law says. And that whatever your view is on immigration, the fact of the matter is this is a usurpation of authority the president doesn't have. Fan, you're saying this is a direct confrontation. What's going to be the congressional reaction to this? Full disclosure here, and you know this, Than, of course, you run a government affairs office. I already had conversations with members of Congress that want to file suit on this, folks. We're getting ready for what I think will be major litigation here.
Well, just to set the stage, the 1986 law that Jordan is talking about, that was passed by a Democrat Congress, and that Democrat Congress actually was upset with President Reagan that he did not go far enough in the powers that statute gave them. So the difference here is there is no statute, as Jordan has been pointing out. Jay, what this does is it guarantees a political showdown over funding bills, over defunding the issuing of those work permits, over defunding the issues of Social Security cards. And Jay, here's the other thing that it does that people don't want to talk about. The president is taking us to the edge of a government shutdown. He will try to blame that on Congress, but his action tonight puts us on that precipice come December 11th.
All right, let's take another phone call here before the break.
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to J.D., San Antonio, Texas, line 5. J.D., welcome to the show.
Hey, J.D.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Good.
I just wanted you to know that they're also disarming the Border Patrol agents down here in Texas. They're taking their M4 carbines out of some kind of a trumped-up inspection requirement.
Well, there's also – it's a general stand-down is what you're seeing. That's what you're seeing in Texas right now, a general stand-down. Now, your governor, Governor Perry, said he's going to take action here. Now, I haven't gotten any words on what's going on with the ability of the Border Patrol agents to utilize their or have their weapons. I mean, to me, I can't imagine a worse time to be doing this, but none of this surprises me. But it's going to be a general stand down. You're going to see that. But the president has the authority, by the way. He could defer prosecution. He could grant pardons for that matter. But that's not what this is. This is, I want to be clear here. The president is creating a substantive right that does not exist under statutory law passed by the United States Congress. So let me say it again. The president is doing an executive order that is not only giving a substantive right to people that do not have the right to be here. He could grant amnesty. He could grant probation. A pardon, rather. But what he's done is given a substantive right, and there's not an underlying statute. So that means the president's executive order is extra constitutional, unconstitutional. We've already got memos being prepared. I've already got some done. We've talked with members of Congress, folks. I want to ask you to do us a huge favor. We're in a matching challenge campaign, and we're about $100,000 shy of our goal for this month. Actually, we're a little bit more than that as far as we're behind the goal, a little bit more than that. If you could support the work of the ACLJ today, we would really appreciate it. You could do it at aclj.org, and any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. Or you could call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We are going to be ready to move on an unconstitutional executive order from the President of the United States. We'll go to court, but we need your help. Again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. You could become a member of the ACLJ. We're urging you to do that. Any amount you donate, $10, $5, whatever it is, we get a matching gift for. So aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let me also tell you this, folks. Share our information. Like us on Facebook. We're approaching 2,500,000 between mine, Jordan, and the ACLJs. We also got a Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page. The song you're hearing right now is going to be posted there in the next week or so, but you could hear it. We encourage you to like these Facebook pages. Get this information out. And support the ACLJ right now, aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be double. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be double, a gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be double. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. What a song, Fooling Yourself. Can't be a better song than that one for today. That's by our band here at Jay Sekulow Live. And don't forget, we have our, and this is something I think it's important, we have a lot of information that will be coming up on this immigration issue, but we're waiting, obviously, for the full executive order. Having said that, what we're seeing so far has led us to, already in memorandums that we prepared, to realize there's going to be a significant legal challenge here, the president overstating his executive authority. Again, if you want to stand with the ACLJ, I can't think of a better way of doing it than right now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to participate in our matching challenge. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Right back to the phones we go. Verdice in California, online three. Verdice, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Verdice.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, the question I want is, what is the challenge that Christians have with this order that what the president wants to do? I can understand the world, but what is the challenge that Christians have?
Well, there has to be constitutional authority for the president to do the order.
Well, what about it says we're supposed to obey the laws of the land?
Yeah, well, but the president doesn't, Verdes, the president doesn't create the laws of the land. You know that. The president is the chief executive. That's the branch. That's the legislative branch.
That's right. And there's some times when the president's able to have discretion, but ultimately you can't rely on laws from 30 years ago and then say suddenly because Congress hasn't taken action the last two decades, I'm now going to come up with my own reform act. And people talk a lot about what Reagan did. You know what Reagan did? A lot better than what President Obama's proposing to do. People actually got citizenship on a pathway. All President Obama is doing is giving people time, a couple years here and there, and a president can come up and then reverse that. So think about the implications of that. This is not a long-term solution for these people.
It's not a long-term solution, and also understand this, Verdes, very important here. I believe that we need comprehensive immigration reform, okay? I understand that. I'm the grandson of an immigrant. But what you can have is the president determining this on his own. Congress has to be allowed. Listen, the president has said this. I'm going to play for you two sound bites of President Obama on this very issue. Listen to 14 and 15.
Sometimes when I talk to immigration advocates, you know, they wish I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself. But that's not how democracy works.
The problem is that, I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the emperor of the United States. My job is to execute laws that are passed.
Well, there you have it. And the reality is that the president, Verdes, just doesn't have that kind of authority to create a substantive right. So I want to understand, this is not a question of do we need immigration reform, do we want immigration reform. The question is, do we have a underlying law that supports it? And Jordan I think it's important for Jordan to cover this again, because this is what you're going to be hearing tonight, Verdes, and I appreciate you calling in. And you're going to be hearing this tonight. But the reality is you need to understand what's at play here, and there's not an underlying law. Let's go over the law you're going to be hearing of, and you'll be hearing about this on all the media tonight, believe me.
Well, you're going to be hearing about two executive orders by President Reagan and President Bush 41. And when you hear about those two executive orders, they're not going to talk about the law. They came out of a 1986 law. So while President Reagan was in office and then President Bush 41, President Reagan, it was a correction made to a law that did not intend to have these consequences of breaking up families. Ultimately, by 1990, the law was amended, and so they had statutory authority. Even Congress expressly in the 1986 law said, you have authority as president. So they gave that delegated that power over to make the changes you need to ensure this law is properly executed. It wasn't supposed to cut up families and divide families, and so that's what you're hearing about. They're not going to explain it that way, though.
I want to ask our team here to edit down this bite that we have from Martha McCallum with Josh Earnest. I just want Martha's question and then the first sentence response. I don't want to play the whole thing because it's too much time. But I want to get let's just get Josh Earnest's response, because the president's spokesperson is acknowledging the problem that he has here. Let's take Mary Ellen calling from Illinois on line one. Hi, Mary Ellen. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jay. I hear all the talk about the power of the person. Congress or the attorney general filing a lawsuit or whomever. But my question is this. I remember way back when Bush, I believe, wrote a executive order on stem cell research, and then Congress overturned it. So why can't Congress do that after they get both houses in January?
Well, you can't overturn an executive order. An executive order is not a piece of legislation. Now, you could challenge the authority of the executive order, that it's not based on a, as we just said, on a statutory framework. But I suspect also, Than, that Congress is going to look at funding issues here. They have to.
Yeah, they are. I think the certain issues, they're going to challenge the funding to those Social Security cards. They're going to challenge the funding to the work permits. But, Jay, it's just so unnecessary. I mean, a lot of this the president could probably get if he worked with Speaker Boehner, if he was willing to talk about border security as well. That's really the only thing that the speaker has asked the president to put on the table. By doing it this way, he's ensured that we waste all of this time on these funding battles rather than actually working together and doing what President Reagan and a Democrat Congress did back in 1986. I am convinced, Jay, there is a deal to be had here on the Hill, but by the president doing this tonight, that deal is gone, and it's gone for the rest of his presidency.
Now, there is some authority to deal legislatively with this question that was asked here, Jordan. Why don't we discuss that? I mean, it's a narrow exception, but there are times when it can be done.
That's right. Now, people are going to be asking, how do you stop this? Now, of course, the next president of the United States could repeal this executive order. That's a very quick way. There could be legal challenges as well, and there have been two executive orders. The famous case, Youngstown Tube Sheet and Steel, that was a famous case where the Supreme Court said, President Truman, you don't have the power to take in. Now, there is some precedent on Congress revoking executive orders in their entirety, going back into 1912, some one in 2005. So it's rare. And again, you've got to get this through the United States Senate, which, Dan, I would guess, still difficult if the filibuster remains intact on legislation.
Yeah, no, I think that's right, Jordan.
Right.
I think the
Senate
would try
to. 60 rule. Let me just fill anybody. That means you got to have 60 votes, and that the Republicans don't have.
Well, let me just give you a comparison. Just yesterday, they voted on the Keystone Pipeline deal with all of the senators that just lost re-election voting. They only got to 59.
Yeah.
So they're not going to have the vote.
So the legislative fix is not there. All right, folks, here's what we're doing. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're here for another half hour. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, you do on SiriusXM, a number of stations. Just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming there. But we are taking your calls. Want to know your thoughts on the president's power grab here. What's your thoughts on this? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Now, we don't have a specific cause of action right now until we have the executive order. But I will tell you already, we're our team here is already putting together the legal memorandums that are dealing with this and the outlines of how to proceed. So we're working that right now. But here's what I'd like you to do. This is important, folks. And that is, this is a time to stand with the ACLJ as we've got this huge power grab coming from the President of the United States. I'm going to be on with Sean Hannity tonight on TV. Jordan's going to be on this afternoon on Fox News talking about this. You're going to be hearing a lot of things. We're going to dispel some of those myths today. But we really would like you to join with us at the ACLJ. You could do that by calling us at 1-877-989-2255 and participate in our matching challenge campaign. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's the easiest way. Right over to the website, you can donate right there. And any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Don't forget, like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook, follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/Jordan Seculo. We'll take your calls when we come back.
The work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at ACLJ.org or you can call 1-877-989-2255.
podcast, everyone. Let's set forth what we're expecting the president to actually do tonight so people understand. So, Jordan, best, and we don't have the executive order yet, but what we're hearing out of the White House leaks that are coming, let's talk about what we're expecting.
We're expecting a broad authorization now for at least 5 million people, 4 million who will come out of an expansion of, it seems like it will be the deferred action for childhood arrivals. This was announced in 2012. This was the Dreamers that President Obama talked about. And what he's going to do is do away with the age requirement there. In that, you had to be under the age of 31. But when you applied and entered the United States before you were 15, so there were two age barriers there. If that's done away with, that will open it up to millions of more people who don't necessarily have family here. On top of that, I think we're going to see a broadening out of those who do have family members with legal status or U.S. citizenship. So we're talking about an estimated somewhere around 5 million people who could be given some kind of amnesty. Now, they will not be on a pathway to citizenship. They will not be able to get federal benefits, but they will get work permits. And that, Dad, brings us to another point of this, that it's extending now actual rights to these individuals, not just deferred prosecution, but they're going to have a right to work.
Well, this is, look, I've said that a substantive grant of right creates the constitutional crisis here. Now, I want to have Will contact one of the guys in our office, Joseph, who does one of our lawyers. I want to find out, I want the exact wording from the bill in 1986 that Bush and Reagan relied on and where they talked about it applying to people from 1982 and back. Because I think that's the time frame becomes very important. But if the president gives an actual substantive right, that is not authorized. That's not a pardon. That's not amnesty. That is a substantive right. And that the president does not have the authority to do. But the president and his spokespeople know this. Listen to this comment. Did we break down the one with Josh Earnest? Have we got that broken down? Take a listen to this with Josh Earnest and Martha McCallum.
There are some steps the president can't take because they require legislation. And that's why we continue to call on Congress to pass that bill. But there are some steps the president can take. He'll announce them tonight. And what we'll also make clear is we'll also make clear what the legal justification is for those steps. And that legal justification will be entirely consistent with steps that were taken by President Reagan and President George H.W. Bush.
So we're telling you right now, that is where they're coming from on this, is President Reagan and President George H.W. Bush.
I'm looking now at a way I think President Obama's going to try and do this very simply. Through his Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals called DACA, there were age requirements. You had to be under the age of 31 on January 2012 and under the age of 16 when you arrived in the United States.
Right.
So a limited group of people who got relief there. And we thought there were serious problems to that. And courts looked at it and said that may be within discretion. Now he's doing away with, it looks like he'll be doing away with all those age restrictions. So it won't be any more about childhood arrivals. It's anyone who meets that criteria. So basically you've been in the U.S. for 5 years and you're not a criminal.
Right. So this is, so then legislatively we realize that's going to be, the numbers are just not there. So this is going to be legal action.
It's going to be legal action. There will also be funding fights, but people have just got to really understand what Jordan just said, because the president is going to tell you tonight that this is about keeping families together. If he does what we expect him to do, Jay, if a 40-year-old came to the United States illegally in 2009, the president's actions tonight are going to let him stay here. That's what tonight's going to be about.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But let me say this, folks. We are in a matching challenge campaign. This is where we need your help. If you enjoy this broadcast, if you appreciate the work of the ACLJ, then let me encourage you to go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. And we really want to have you join with us. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for, and that's significant. Not only is it tax deductible, we get a gift for it. So it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're anticipating a huge power grab by the President of the United States, President Obama. I expect that that's going to be announced tonight. I'm going to be giving analysis on it on Sean Hannity's broadcast, but let me tell you something right now, folks. This is a real battle. And it's a battle for the Constitution of the United States. And that's where you come in and can help us. Join with us now and become a member of the ACLJ. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
This is something else. Good choice there, Nick, on the music. I'll tell you this also. Jordan has a theory. I hope this is not the case, that in the middle of all this today, we're going to see the verdict come out in the grand jury situation in the investigation in Ferguson, Missouri. And the politics of that will be unreal. So, you know, just a lot of moving parts here. But, folks, we're talking about this immigration issue, the executive order, what we think is a huge power grab. We're trying to get Senator Ted Cruz on the phone with us right now. We don't know if we'll get him today. We'll certainly try to get him for tomorrow. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Again, thanks for supporting the ACLJ at aclj.org. But, Jordan, let's go ahead and take another call here.
Stan's calling in from Pennsylvania on Line 5. Stan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Stan, good.
Thank you for taking my call. I've been trying to get on here for a long time. I'm a truck driver.
Well, great. Are you listening? Hey, Stan, let me ask you this. Are you listening? You're a truck driver. Are you listening on Sirius XM?
That's correct.
All right. Glad to have you.
Okay, anyway, before I make my comment, what happened to Pastor Youssef?
Pastor Youssef Nardakhani actually was released by the Iranian regime. Saeed Abedini, of course, on the broadcast yesterday, we had Nagme. We have not had that result yet. But Pastor Youssef was released. We covered it. It's been over a year now, well over a year now. And that was a great result. And, of course, we had the situation with Miriam Ibrahim. She was also released in Sudan. So we've had some two good resolutions. The cases we're worried about right now, there's several of them, but Asiya Bibi is one of them. And the other, of course, is Pastor Saeed Abedini. So both of those. But go ahead with your comment.
Thank you. Okay, my comment was this here. I've been listening, and you guys have called this stuff right down the line. And so here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing all the admirals and generals and
yep.
people losing security clearances, and now they're saying that the defense secretary is going to, for a better word to use, revamp the nuclear program.
Right.
Aren't you guys really concerned that maybe, you know, if I keep your eye on my left hand, you won't know what my right hand is doing? I'm going to hang.
You're not going to believe this, Stan, but the truth is we just discussed that during the break. That is this some giant distraction? Is Stan back yet? Yeah, so Stan was out talking to Senator Cruz's office, but we were just talking about this. You're not hearing anything about Iraq. You're not hearing anything about Iran right now. So the timing for this, I mean, there's always politics involved, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and I would just say, listen, this is why we have a large organization here at the ACLJ. We're going to continue to work behind the scenes on that Iranian deal that's coming down. Next Monday is the deadline. We've, of course, got to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. But, Jay, I totally agree with this caller. The timing of this, it's after the elections, and it's just in advance of the deadline for the Iranian talks.
Yeah, too much coincidence here. All right, folks, thanks for calling, Stan. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Senator Ted Cruz made a powerful statement yesterday. Take a listen, number 21.
If the president goes forward with this, if he goes forward unilaterally defying the Congress elected by the people, defying the American voters, then it's incumbent on Republicans in Congress to use every single constitutional tool we have to defend the rule of law, to rein in a president so that the president does not become an unaccountable monarch imposing his own policies in defiance of the American people.
Of course, this is the president that said, you know, when he was campaigning and when he was asked, he doesn't have the authority to do what he's about to do. He said, I don't have the authority to do that, Jordan. He said clearly, unequivocally, I can't do that. He said, I'm not the emperor, I'm not the king.
But to him, I think this is about, can he grant a pathway to citizenship is what he's really saying. Not, can I keep you here? He thinks he can do that. He's saying, I can't give you a pathway to citizenship. And that is not what he will be doing tonight, which is why if you do care, if you're on the other side of this issue and you want these illegal immigrants to be here long-term
right.
and be confident and secure in the law, then this executive order is not what you want, because this executive order could be undone in 2 years or less by a court, and it grants no actual legal right. These are executive orders. They can be changed on a whim by the next president.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Who's next, Jordan?
Leonard calling in from Washington State, online for Leonard. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Leonard.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
My understanding is, I think what the president is about to do tonight is really, really make 5.5, maybe 6 million illegal aliens legal. What about the ones who are criminals?
Well, they're going to say the president's going to say tonight, Leonard, that there's going to be a process of clearance that they have to go through. Again, it almost doesn't matter what your position is regarding immigration. It's a question of, does the president have the authority to do this? And you got a brand new Congress that says they want to work comprehensive immigration reform. And I am also in favor of comprehensive immigration reform. I want secured borders first as part of the package. But the problem here is the power grab, as you mentioned. That's the real constitutional showdown here, is the power grab. Folks, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. But let me tell you this. If there was ever a time to join the ACLJ, today would be it. ACLJ.org is the easiest way you donate. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And we are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110.
Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Christine in Texas on line one. Christine, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling, and this is actually the first time that I run into your station.
Oh, great.
And I was listening in, and I'm completely against this, not totally against immigration reform.
Right.
It just needs to be something that is, there has to be a process. There has to be something in place for this, because it's not fair. It's not fair for us hardworking people. My husband, I'm not going to lie, my husband's from Honduras. I married somebody. He's an illegal alien. We're going to go through the process to see if we can get him citizenship. But I don't think citizenship should be just given to everybody.
Well, you know what's interesting in this, Christine, in that the president had the White House, the House, and the Senate, and didn't move this forward. And that's the political reality of it. Right, Dan? I mean, go ahead, Jordan.
He chose Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. These were the two. He could have probably gotten one or the other. And instead of the first comprehensive immigration reform in America since the 1980s, there have been little changes, real ID and a lot of terror-related things. But real substantive immigration reform, almost in 30 years, he chose the Affordable Care Act, which has been puttering along, to say the least. I mean, and is barely surviving even without the core challenges that are coming.
Yeah, and then the president knows he's going to have a Congress, though, that wants to do immigration reform, but he's doing this politically.
Yeah, I think he's picking the fight. I think he wants the political fight more than he wants the policy reform. I don't see any other way to interpret this. And just quickly to Christine's point calling in, People have been waiting in this line legally for years, and the very fact that they've been waiting indicates that there needs to be reform. But what the president's doing tonight is rewarding those who have not been waiting legally in that line. That's something that I don't think he's going to find a lot of support for from people like Christine.
Yeah, so I think the reality is that this is a power grab, pure and simple. All right, folks, we are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on this issue, we want to talk to you. 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another phone call here before the break.
Let's go to Lynn in Wyoming, line two. Lynn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lynn.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your the opportunity to ask you a question.
Yep.
With my knowledge, doesn't the president only have the authority with his executive orders that they remain only in the executive branch? I hope I said
no,
that.
No, you can do an executive order. It's an executive. Well, you're kind of right. I mean, it's an executive orders within the context of the power of the executive of the president. And it can be the enforcement of a law or rules and regulations related to it. But there has to be an underlying statutory basis for action, or else the president's acting extra-constitutionally, unconstitutionally. There has to be that statutory basis.
That's right, and that's what we don't have here. There's not a recent delegation. There's not a recent major immigration reform to rely on. All that President Obama has done so far is issue these by executive order. So he's trying to rely on an executive order from 2012 to expand that. That's not law. And so, again, the executive's job is to execute the laws, to carry out the laws that Congress passes. Sometimes there is some deference. And that's pretty common, especially when it comes to prosecutions, because it would just overwhelm the system. But at the same time, you go to a certain point when you start expanding that. And in this situation, the quantity does matter. If you were talking about a few thousand, let's say, refugees, and President Bush did this, I'll go to this example because they'll use it tonight, for people from Liberia during Civil War or during Hurricane Katrina, extending some time for applications. Those are the reasons presidents have power, is to act under emergencies to help those that the law would actually burden.
All right, folks, we'll take more of your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. And we are asking you to support the work of the ACLJ. You could do that by supporting our matching challenge campaign at aclj.org. That's aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org, or 877-989-2255, to add your support. Any amount you donate, we get a tax deduct. You get a tax deductible gift, and we get a matching gift for aclj.org, or 877-989-2255. Remember, also like us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page that Jordan has, I have, and the ACLJ has, and even the Jay Sekulow Band, who you're hearing right now, has a Facebook page as well. Like that as well. Back with more in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
James Gang song that was done here by our band at Jay Sekulow Live, and there's some great lines in it. By the way, these are the kind of music that's being posted at the Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page. We're also at ACLJ and Facebook. Folks, again, we're in a matching challenge. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to support the work of the ACLJ, again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We've got a lot of calls here. Let's start with Edith. We'll try to get through. I think we'll be able to get through all of these. Let's go as quick as we can.
Edith calling in from Washington, D.C., line 3. Edith, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Edith.
Thank you. I wanted to ask a question. Can you tell us something about that bill that's in the House now, that immigration bill that's in the House that they haven't sent to
Yeah,
the
Dan, what's the status of immigration reform in the House?
The immigration bill that is closest to being moved in the House is actually a draft version that is working being behind the scenes on a bipartisan basis. It is not in final draft form. The caller might be thinking about a Senate bill that passed a couple of years ago. But the bottom line on that one, Jay, no border security. That was all post-border security in that bill.
Yep. All right, let's go right back to the phone. Susan's calling from Pennsylvania. She's on line 6. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
Good. I want to know, like, why can't he be impeached?
The president?
Yes.
Yeah. There's A, not the political will. Two, high crimes and misdemeanors. These are policy moves. I think they need to be challenged in court. I don't think impeachment is either viable or a wise political move. That's my personal view. I don't know what the sense is, Jordan and Than. What's the sense in Washington on this? Jordan first and then Than.
Sure. I think that the truth is you have to look at numbers. And in the House, the numbers are there. But the Senate, remember, it doesn't just take a majority. It takes two-thirds. And so there's not two-thirds. You're not at 67 Republican senators. In fact, with the Alaska now count, Than, where are we exactly with before Louisiana comes in, which may be a Republican pickup? Where would we be with the Louisiana pickup?
You're at 53 Republicans. I don't think all of them would be on board for impeachment. I would just say one thing on this. Less than 2 years left in this administration, impeachment would take longer than that.
And you're 14 votes short, even with all potential Republicans, so it's not going to happen.
That's not an option, folks. We shouldn't even be talking about it, in my view. But let's go right back to the phones. Who's next?
Let's go to Troy in Arkansas on line 2. Troy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Troy.
Thank you. So my daughter-in-law has been waiting since June of 2013 to get her visa to come here.
Yep.
And she's still waiting. So why would anybody want to do it legally if Obama's going to let everybody?
Well, it's going to be, you're penalized. You're getting a benefit for breaking the law. And again, no underlying statutory authority to do this. So it's interesting. Does someone like your daughter-in-law, I've thought about this, does your daughter-in-law have standing to challenge this? Probably not, because she's not a citizen, doesn't have citizen rights, so I'm not sure she could get in the courtroom. But it does provide a lack of equal protection of the laws in that sense. And believe me, I've had these discussions with members of Congress. So, Troy, I don't have a good answer for you or an answer that's satisfactory other than saying this is the problem when you operate outside of the Constitution, which is what it seems like, and we'll know for sure tonight, the president is about to do.
Right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Carolyn in Idaho on line 1. Carolyn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, I appreciate all the work you're doing.
Thank you.
I just want to make a comment on his move on this immigration. I believe it's in retaliation to the way the voters voted.
Yeah.
And that he just is very angry with everything, and he's just going to show everybody what he thinks he can do.
Well, let me run this to Than first and then Jordan. Than, you said before we went on the air, this is the president picking a fight.
I think he just wants to pick a fight. I will agree with the caller in this. He waited until after the election to try to save a few seats for his party. It failed miserably, and this is him moving ahead with his ideological preference, not regardless of what the voter said, really in direct contradiction to what the voters told him they wanted.
Let me play here quickly before Jordan, you comment on this after. Listen to Senator Cruz on the Kelly File last night with Megyn Kelly.
We are unfortunately witnessing a constitutional crisis. What President Obama is doing is he is defying the law. He's defying the Constitution. You know, the president quite rightly said.
So there you have it. I mean, I don't think you could say it any clearer than that.
No, that's right. And what we have to then realize now is what happens moving forward. I think we should spend some time talking about that now. The different challenges, Than, there are challenges by Congress, some congressional Republicans are talking about making when it comes to funding. Senator Cruz has talked about when it comes to nominees, President Obama's nominees to the courts and other executive agencies. And then, of course, there's the idea of legal challenge that we can talk about. But Than, it looks like first Congress may try to take some kind of action.
Yeah, I think the first two things that you'll see, Jordan, you mentioned Senator Cruz talking about holding up the nominee for Attorney General Loretta Lynch. That is something that is in Congress's toolkit. They could hold that nomination up, maybe other nominations up until the president backed down. The other two things on the funding piece, Jordan, I think you will see this right out of the gate. When you talk about these proactive grant of rights, and you've been walking through this, but especially on Social Security cards and work permits, there is no doubt that those are proactive grants of rights for this new illegal class. I think Congress is going to try to move to defund that. Jordan, the deadline, the government runs out of money at this point on December 11th. So that is the deadline where the showdown for those two funding issues would take place.
Let's go ahead and take some more phone calls here. 1-800-684. Actually, let's take the two we've got because it's going to take. We're right at the end of the broadcast here. Jordan, who's next?
Paul in New Mexico on line four. Paul, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I spent 20 years in the military.
Thank you for your
service.
I started
a process for my wife's immigration status so that she could become a citizen in 2001. She became a citizen in 2007, in February of 2007, which was awesome. But the program, the process is so broken. I was a United States military member who couldn't get my wife established in the United States. Between travel and fees and costs to the government in a few thousand dollars to get this process done, we were traveling from a rural area to a big city to get these things done, where we were treated very poorly by immigration staff. That's how broken the system is. It costs so much money, it takes so long, it's made for people to fail.
Well, I think you're right about that, and I think, you know, you're the perfect example. Again, thank you for your service, but you're the perfect example of what's wrong with the system and why there needs to be reform. So I'm all in favor of reform. What I'm not in favor of is a president doing this on his own, which is lawless conduct. David is calling from Texas. He's on line five. David, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi there. Could this just be another battle tactic by an ongoing desire to change the country?
Absolutely. It's a battle tactic. I mean, this is the president declaring war with conservatives, declaring war with the midterm election voters. He's trying to pick a fight here and see what we're going to do about it and see if we can stop it. Now, long term, we could certainly stop this. It's an executive order. But short term, it's going to take a lot of political will on Capitol Hill and some great legal work as well to fight back against this president.
And I think the reality is the fight back's going to have to be in the courts. It does not look like it does not look like a legislative option here. All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. We will be laying out more of a strategy tomorrow, obviously, after we have the executive order. So you're going to want to stay tuned. Follow us on Facebook. Follow Jordan on Twitter so you can stay up to date on this. We'll be doing analysis as this is breaking tonight. We'll have more information, of course, posted tomorrow as well. So we encourage you to go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And that's really important here. If you will do that, and I really appreciate this, support the work of the ACLJ. You're helping us in courts. You're helping us in the courts of public opinion. You're helping us stay on the air. You could do that in our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Don't forget, like us on Facebook. Share information on Facebook. You can like on my page, Jay Sekulow, ACLJ's, as well as Jordan's and our JSecio band as well. We encourage you to do all that. And don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, still in bookstores around the country. We encourage you to get educated on that. That issue is not going away. We're following all of them. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255.